Japanese.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
This advanced audio blog is entirely in Cantonese. To get more Cantonese lessons for free, go to CantoneseClass101.com and sign up for a free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than a minute. You'll find more great lessons just like this one. In addition, you'll find the transcript of this audio blog in the first comment on this lesson.
Now, the advanced audio blog.
清明，我屋企对清明节有住非常非常非一般的浓厚情结。除了因为我屋企传统对于风水的信奉之外，还因为清明节是一个我们举家出游、爬山打猎的好日子。有句古话是这样讲的：清明时节雨纷纷，路上行人欲断魂。每年清明都一定会落雨，但都不是大雨，而是绵绵小雨，可能为了方便我们拜山的时候松松泥土。讲到拜山，一定要讲拜山有几大禁忌。第一，踩别人坟头。墙头是放置香烛祭品的地方，用脚踩踏，即是踩踏别人地头，就算无心都当你不尊敬。第二，望住相乱说话。可能你只是出于同情心讲一句：唉，阴公咁后生就死咗。讲了你就弊。崩口碗忌崩口鬼，已经天道英才，你仲要讲攞景啊。第三，别人坟地乱摆东西，唔系家家都有大坟地，所以当你要借人墓地摆东西，记得讲声唔该。最好装住香，等人关照下你祖先。第四，着黑衫黑裤拜山，黑色最招灵魂，雾气易埋身，最好着黄色、红色等鲜艳颜色，鬼见到你都避开你。第五，拜完山即刻回家，时运低嘅人容易招鬼魂，所以拜山之后回家就是引鬼入屋，最好去酒楼食肆食个饭，因为鬼魂怕嘈。这五项传说中都会招致鬼魂的不满，令你接下来一年甚至好几年不得安宁。所以我从小到大都对鬼神有敬畏之心。
Remember to go to CantoneseClass101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than a minute. You'll find more great lessons just like this one. Visit CantoneseClass101.com.